It's time for the Car Doctor on AM 950 WROL. Got a car question? Call us at 617-770-3030. That's 617-770-3030. Now, here's the Car Doctor, John Paul, on AM 950 WROL, the spirit of Boston.
And good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Car Doctor program on AM 950 WROL, the spirit of Boston. My name's John Paul, the Car Doctor, here to help you with your car problems on this, it's snowing out again. Snowy Saturday morning is what it is, but hopefully it's not going to really accumulate. I've heard anything from dusting or covering of snow to an inch or two, so hopefully it won't be too bad. And maybe where you're listening, it's not doing anything badly at all. So hope for the best. Spring is here after all, and we're hoping for the best. We have an interesting program planned for today. We're going to be talking to a couple of different people. We are going to be talking with Paul Fernandez from a company called Automotive Touch-Up Paint. And they are they're an interesting company because they can blend custom-made touch-up paint. Then later on, we're going to be talking to Matt Edmonds, a VP of Tire Rack, going to give us some tire tips. If you've been through the winter and you've been through the potholes, you can probably use all the tire tips you can get. And then, of course, we're also giving away still our backup camera from the people at YADA, Y-A-D-A. It's the backup camera system with the 5-inch dash monitor and the separate wireless camera that goes with it. So you can put them all together and make them all work. So good way to do it. So there's a lot of different things you can try. We're also going to be talking to, I believe, our buddy Gary Jafarian at some point today. And speaking of Gary, his question of the week, someone asked him, we haven't heard much about the Toyota RAV4. How does it compare to his competitors? Well, Gary's actually glad you asked because he actually sells RAV4s. but the RAV4 is receiving many accolades. The small SUV is in that it's just a great overall value. It comes with many standard features. In fact, here's the bottom line. I always used to think that I rated the CR-V and then the RAV4. With the newest rendition of the CR-V, I think they've made the CR-V a little bit too big. I kind of like it the other way around now. The RAV4 turns into one of my favorite small SUVs. So if you want to take a look at our Toyota RAV4, check it out at Jafarian Toyota Volvo. They can show you all about it and tell you all about it. Or you can go to Jafarian.com and you can ask Gary question at the same time. So you can do a lot of different things. So there's a lot of different things you can do. And check out that. Also, if you want to hear older programs, you can go to iTunes, find Car Doctor Radio on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, which it's that's probably the easiest one to find. But you can find us on iTunes as well. There's about 50 programs there, so you can check them all out. Previous programs, if there's something you want to find out more information about. All good stuff. So you can find it all. You can find it all at the site. With us on the phone is Paul Fernandez from Automotive Touch Up. You know, when it comes to touching up your paint, if we ever get through winter, here it's still snowing in New England. But as the snow has started to melt, whether it's around your house or around your car, it seems like there is just damage everywhere, little scratches and dings, and sometimes finding the right touch-up paint is a little tough. My wife's car is a PT Cruiser, and it has what's referred to as a fleet color. So you can't buy a little thing of touch-up paint, but Automotive Touch-Up makes that a little bit easier. Paul, good morning, and welcome to the Car Doctor program here in Boston.
Hi, thank you, John.
Well, you know, let's talk about your company and what Automotive Touch-Up is all about.
Okay, we've been in business for about 13 years. Basically, we started as a local supply of touch-up products. Our owner, basically, he started out working with body shops and local supply company for body shops and realized that there was really a market for touch-up paint, especially locally, and beyond that, you know, it became very easy to sell it over the internet.
And, you know, I guess that's a big part of it, but a lot of times with some paint, you're kind of stuck with buying a quart, and your company makes it a little bit easier, right?
Yeah, we offer quarts, we offer pints, we offer gallons, but that's basically for experienced users, for anyone that wants to tackle a really, really large job. But we go all the way from half-ounce paint pens, half-ounce bottles, two-ounce bottles, any size you can think of for any type of job or, you know, size of a job, we have the tools for that job.
So I was saying before we brought you on the air, my wife's PT Cruiser is kind of a funny color. Apparently it was a color only available in the rental car fleet.
Right.
And, you know, you go to the store and you say, oh, I want to get some touch-up paint. And the shelves, there's no listing. It's not available. It's a dealer color only. Is that something you can mix up a can of spray paint for?
Yeah, generally we will have most fleet colors, any of them that were popularly available through any company that really manufactured or used fleet colors. And sometimes they're used on cars that they're not intended for. That's not completely uncommon, but odds are we would have that color, yes.
And, you know, to take care of a small area, whether it's a scratch or a little bit of rust or a chip, just like painting, you know, if you're, you know, painting something at home, it's all about the preparation. And, you know, sometimes the little nail polish bottle size of paint isn't really sufficient enough, and you really need to have a spray can, and you guys can custom mix a spray can of paint, right?
Sure, for any color.
Yeah, and how about the preparation materials, primer and all that, and maybe even clear coat afterwards?
Yeah. Surface preparation is, to us, surface preparation is probably the most important part of the step. If you go through the surface preparation steps correctly and you use the correct tools to do it, you're usually going to get a good result. If you do a poor job at preparing the, you know, surface before you move on with the job, no matter how good the quality of the paint is, you could get a, you know, a bad result.
And do you, on your website where you can order paint, how does it work? I don't know anything. I want to go try to fix my car, and I want to do it, you know, at home on a nice day, and I want to get out there and try to get it ready. How hard is it to try to find the right paint for my car?
I'll say this, that our site in general is very, very easy to use. It's very easy to navigate. Most of our, if you want to find your color code, the first thing is we'll have resources that'll tell you based on the year of your car, the manufacturer, the model, where to look on your vehicle for a color code. And we'll have examples, we'll have picture examples of what the tags on each individual manufacturer's cars look like. So we'll make it pretty clear to you what you're looking for. And when you know what you're looking for, it's basically just a series of drop-down menus on our site. And the next thing you know, you're faced with the task of just choosing what size you want.
And you also have some videos on the site to try to make some of this work a little bit more familiar to people that maybe aren't familiar with it, right?
Yeah, we've got a nice YouTube channel. Those videos also all linked on our site. And we think that it's one of the better series of how-to videos for small cosmetic repairs. And they can get to them through our site. They can get to them on YouTube through our Automotive Touch-Up channel. And they'll cover every type of job, paint pen jobs for really small nicks and scratches, rock chips, full panel repair, how to do surface preparation, how to clean the surface, how to sand, anything they need to know ahead of time, they can see there, go ahead and review it, make sure they feel comfortable with the job before they proceed.
That makes all the difference. Like I said, it's whether it's home or with your vehicle, it's all about the preparation. And professional body people will use a good spray gun. Mm-hmm. Part of using a good spray gun is having that trigger to be able to do it. And you even sell a trigger for your cans, right?
Yeah, we sell a spray trigger that will attach to our cans. It doesn't really improve the fan pattern of our cans that much, but we use a really, really good tip. As far as the industry standard, it's well above that. And it has a fan pattern that's probably more comparable to what you would get from a spray gun anyway.
But my finger wouldn't get tired.
No, it wouldn't get tired, that's true. And you wouldn't make the mistake that a lot of people do of having the tip of their finger just over the top of the spray tip, and they're wondering why it's dribbling everywhere, and it's usually because they're spraying their own finger.
Oh, come on, you've never done that?
No, I've done that myself, yeah.
But it really, I think for people who want to do some of their own work and they get a little intimidated by it, or they go to the store and they see the rack of paint in the store and they get a little intimidated by, did I get the right color? Did I get the right paint code? Is this going to look okay when I'm done? Your website sort of brings you through that. But the whole point that you can find a paint color that may not be readily available in the corner auto parts store, I think, really adds to some of the value of what you have to offer through Automotive Touch-Up.
Well, I think one of the best things about our site is that we're not just a cost-effective alternative to mm-hmm. body shops, and really that's one of our main goals. We want to be a cost-effective alternative to body shops so people don't get stuck paying a very high bill for a very small repair. In a lot of cases, people can handle these repairs themselves. They're just cosmetic repairs. They're not full repairs. It's not a destroyed panel. It's just something that they can go ahead, do decent surface preparation, and go ahead and repair themselves. But the other issue is that, yeah, you're right. If you go into a retail store, if you go to an O'Reilly's or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they'll have a rack of colors, but it's only the very most popular manufacturers. And maybe only their, 5 to 10 most popular colors, when in reality there's probably 30,000 colors out there over the last 60 years.
Yeah, it really is. And you can even help people with, every car today, with the exception of probably one, seems to have a plastic-covered bumper, and every plastic-covered bumper seems like it's got a scrape or a ding or a chip on it. And you, on your website, have all the materials to do bumper repair, too, right?
Yeah. With bumper repair, usually what we suggest is first you need to determine whether or not you have a pre-primed bumper. If you have a pre-primed bumper, it's usually, if it shows any damage on it initially, a light sand on that damage, and you can usually move straight on to a base coat color.
Mm.
Or, since it's made of plastic, you'll want to use a plastic parts adhesion promoter, which we make here in-house, ship it out in aerosols, and it'll give the paint a little more, it'll make it a little more flexible over time, and it'll help it adhere to the bumper.
And, you brought up something about, the spray nozzles that are above the industry standard. Yeah. One of the things with the little nail polish-sized bottles of touch-up paint, you get this weird little brush or a little foam thing inside of it. You guys actually even thought through the brush on your small half-ounce and two-ounce containers.
Yeah, we've been working through different brush tips over the last probably 10 to 12 years, and we basically use an angled brush with some very special filaments that we use, and it gets a good result. It's probably as good as anything a woman would want to put on her fingernails, I can guarantee you that. It'll give a smooth finish, and it's pretty easy to build up a nice layer and make a repair that's easy to hide.
So if Marita wanted to do her nails in the color of the station car here, you could help her with that?
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's a great website, and the website is automotivetouchup.com, and you folks in the next couple of weeks are going to be giving out some samples to our listeners, too.
Yes, absolutely. If anyone wants to call us, if they have any questions, the number is 1-888-710-5192, and the website's automotivetouchup.com.
Sounds like good stuff. I may be calling you myself for a 2007 PT Cruiser convertible color.
Absolutely.
All right.
Look forward to it.
Hey, Paul, thanks a lot. And it's automotivetouchup.com, and the number is 888-710-5192 for
correct.
All of your automotive touch-up and painting needs. Right through the internet, makes it nice and easy, and everything's there for you, including some how-to videos. Even if you're not in the market for buying paint, you just like to learn some new things. I was clicking through some of the videos, and pretty interesting stuff on there.
Thanks.
All right, Paul, thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you, John.
Yep, bye-bye. That was Paul Fernandez of Automotive Touch-Up It's a great source. You've probably seen their advertisements, some of the buff magazines too, where they can custom do paint. And I really like the idea. How many times have you gotten a can of paint and maybe the paint's okay, but the spray is terrible. It splatters and spits all paint at you. Just not a good thing. Why don't we take a break, pay some bills? My name's John Paul. This is the Car Doctor Program. You're listening on AM 950 WROL, the Spirit of Boston, or WROLradio.com. We'll be right back.
WROL Boston.
This is Carol Howley Simmons, General Sales Manager of Salem Communications Boston. WROL Irish 950 will soon celebrate 50 years on the Boston airwaves, and that's an incredible milestone. A half century ago, the Irish Hour filled a huge weekly need for Irish immigrants around Boston to get a taste of home through songs and stories. But what was really happening was that one generation of mighty Irish immigrants was infusing rich Irish culture, music, and history into the lives of their children every weekend, right up to this very weekend, all made possible because of the strong support of our advertisers. Like the Irish immigrants of Boston over these 50 years, WROL Irish 950 is mighty, and its reaches are broad, and your business can be a part of it. Learn more by calling me at 617-691-2526. WROL Irish 950 proudly makes history every Irish weekend. Come make it with us.
St. Agatha School in Milton is a Christian Catholic community providing excellence in education in K-1 through 8th grade. The staff of St. Agatha strives to maintain a safe, positive learning environment through worship and service. Christ is at the center of all they do, and once you're part of St. Agatha, you're part of a family.
I'm Maeve Westwater. I'm a 19-year-old alum of St. Agatha School, and St. Agatha's really created that sense of community for me, and I've seen some of the teachers that I had. They'll always be there for me to lend advice or anything that I need from them.
Hi, I'm Danielle Fossa, a 19-year-old alum of St. Agatha's School in Milton. Going to St. Agatha's helped me shape who I am today, and when I have kids, that's where they're going.
Invest in your child's future today. For information on registration and tuition at St. Agatha's School in Milton, call 617-696-3548 or visit them on the web at stagathaparish.org.
Sending me to St. Agatha's was the best thing my parents could have done for me. Be that parent. Send your kid to St. Agatha's.
Hello, this is Gary Jafarian, CEO of Jafarian Volvo Toyota, encouraging you to get informed and stay informed. Sign up for the weekly Ask Gary blog on Jafarian.com.
Now, let's get back to the Car Doctor.
Listening to the Car Doctor Program with John Paul. Now, let's get back to the show.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Program on AM 950 WROL, the Spirit of Boston. On this snowy Saturday morning here in Boston, hopefully it's not snowing wherever you are. You know, the roads have been terrible. It's been I see cars out on the highway all the time with tire damage, all kinds of problems. Maybe it's time to replace your tires. And, you know, electronics are a great thing because I was looking back in my calendar and when was the last time I talked to Matt Edmonds from Tire Rack? Apparently it was about 6 years ago. So, Matt, welcome back to the Car Doctor Program after a long absence.
Pleasure to be back, John.
Thanks. I remember way back when, you know, we were talking about all kinds of things about tires, but this year up here in New England, it's been a record pothole season besides snowstorms, and every day on my way to work, I see cars by the side of the road with tires with tires flat. And all I can imagine is these tires have taken a beating around some of the city roads, and all of a sudden now they head out in the highway, and that tire with the bubble in the sidewall, all of a sudden it's not holding air anymore.
Well, yeah, no, that tire has actually taken that abuse, and you know, when that you have that bubble in the sidewall, my gosh, it shows you that it has been damaged, and it's been weakened, and so it's kind of just waiting for an opportunity to let go on you. So,
and it's
the roads are horrible.
It's 60 miles an hour with the heat that's generated from tire. That's the perfect time for that weakened sidewall to fail, right?
Well, it is, and one of the things that I think people have to be very aware of is, you know, every tire has two sidewalls, and we pay so much attention sometimes, when we do pay attention, to the outside sidewall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it can happen to that inside sidewall as well, and unfortunately we don't see that one. And, you know, so obviously very, very good thing to do if you know you've hit a pothole, you know, take the opportunity, have someone inspect that tire. If it's, you know, not one that you can easily and safely get to and check out yourself, but definitely want to check for those bubbles in the sidewalls.
Yeah, and most good tire stores, we have an old friend of yours, Sullivan Tire, has been advertised on our program forever here, and they're always happy to take cars in and give the tires a quick check over and see what kind of condition they're in. So it all works out. One of the other things, you know, it's doesn't feel like April, but I suppose it is. I'm watching it snow. But it's you know, we like to think of April as spring car care and trying to get your cars ready. And maybe you've gone through 4 or 5 years with your car, and you maybe drive a car that has performance tires on it, and you're thinking about, do I really need those performance tires on my car? That car was sort of designed with it. What happens when you say, you know, I can just put standard tires on the car? What kind of trouble am I going to run into?
Well, it's very important when you're changing the tires on your vehicle. You know, it's an opportunity actually to personalize the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these vehicles have come with what we call a summer tire. And that can be a three-season tire for you. It's a tire that works very well in the wet and dry.
Mm-hmm.
And you would definitely need to use a dedicated winter tire, particularly in the Boston area, where,
mm-hmm.
you know, not only you get the snow, but you get the cold temperatures, because As we found with some of these dedicated summer tires, it's just as much the cold temperatures and their inability to stay flexible and pliable when it gets cold. So, you know, you need a dedicated winter tire, but you can make changes. I mean, and as you said, those tires were selected by the manufacturer as original equipment tire, but they really selected that tire to be able to serve a broad range of people. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you work with a tire expert, you know, whether it's someone like Sullivan Tire there in your backyard, or if you got online and went to our website and did some research, or even called and talked to one of our specialists, you know, they would help you to go through the process of deciding what's important to you and with your vehicle, and based on the technical specifications of your vehicle, you know, really select some options for you and tires that would help tune your vehicle's performance to what's important to you and the way you drive and obviously the roads you drive on.
This is way back a long, long time ago, and it was probably prior to 6 years ago. I remember talking to you, and we were talking about all-season tires.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for the longest time, I actually stole your quote, which was an all-season tire was about 70% as good as a dedicated winter tire in 3 to 5 inches of snow. But since then, it seems like all-season tires are more all-season for nicer places than New England. Is that just me, or is that in fact true?
Well, actually, John, I mean, we've seen a great increase in a lot of the manufacturers in the winter capabilities of these all-season tires. I mean, they have started to recognize that need. You know, we do one of the things we do that makes us different than a lot of others is we do a lot of testing of the tires and evaluation of them, you know, on our own test track here. But then when it comes to winter testing, we go over to Sweden, and we spend a week in Sweden so we can test in conditions that are extremely consistent. And it's the winter performance of all-season tires has become so important that we now do testing not only of winter tires, but of all-season tires over there. So we've really seen an improvement by a lot of the manufacturers. Now, I mean, it's not the ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we say, an all-season tire is good in everything. It's not great in anything. And so, you know, if you really want the best, you know, in winter performance, dedicated winter tire definitely is the way to go. Of course, you know, it does come with the caveat that you have to change those tires on and off,
mm-hmm.
you know, get them put on in the fall. And, of course, as we move into spring, or when spring does get here, hopefully soon, you know, it gives you that ability to switch over and go back to your three-season tires, as we call them.
And your folks, you've sort of made it easy for people with wheel and tire packages for winter.
Yeah, no, it definitely, that makes changeover easy, something, you know, that all of a sudden now is in the process where someone has to mount and balance, and you know, you can have winter tires mounted on, if you want, your original equipment wheels in your vehicle, and then have a nicer set of aftermarket wheels, you know, for the spring, summer, and fall. You know, and it makes it real simple. You simply are bolting them on and off the car, and something that a lot of people can do on their own, or if you go to your local tire store, very, very simple for them to do very quickly for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And even some tire stores will even, if they have the space available, store your winter tires for you.
Oh,
which is always kind of nice. Back in 2007, 2008, nearly every car came with tire pressure monitor systems, and you can help people with that little kind of snag in the fabric of tires sometimes too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Since 2008, every vehicle has to have a tire pressure monitoring system. Some vehicles have what we call an indirect system, and that relies simply on the sensors in the vehicle that are there for ABS and for traction control and stability control. A lot of vehicles have direct tire pressure monitoring systems, which actually you have a sensor that resides on the back of the valve stem inside the cavity of the tire and wheel. And we have those available if you're doing a package and you have direct TPMS on your vehicle. You know, we have those sensors available. The other thing to keep in mind is, as we're now getting, you know, out there 6 to 7 years on some of those original sensors, people are finding that those sensors, the batteries in them actually now are reaching the end of their life, and you're having to replace those sensors. So.
Yeah, who thought that was a good idea to put batteries in something that sits inside a wheel?
Yeah, no. Well, and it is interesting. I mean, they've really, you know, survived well. They've got pretty unusual technology in them in that, you know, they only activate when the tire's rolling. So they've survived quite a while. Yeah.
I still think it's sort of, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you sort of thing. But
Well, it was, you know, we see it as really a great thing. And actually, I experienced it myself yesterday when I hit a pothole on Interstate 90 driving back from Chicago to South Bend. You know, tire pressure monitoring system went off immediately, and it was a catastrophic failure of a tire. But the systems are good in that they do give you that warning. I mean, that air in the tire is such an important fluid because it really carries the vehicle. And it was for many, many years until we had this, you know, need and the requirement to have tire pressure monitoring systems in vehicles, it was the only fluid, shall we say, in a vehicle that was not monitored.
Right. It really is. And it's one of those things I was trying to explain to someone who was writing a story about tire service the other day, and I said, you know, keep in mind it's the air that holds the car up.
Yeah.
It's the air that allows it to carry extra weight. It's not the tire.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, the tire and the wheel are really the container for it.
Right.
You know, and that's why, unfortunately, some people look at tires and go, oh, they're round, they're black, you know, and they carry my vehicle. But they're very important, and that's why, of course, going back around to the potholes, when we damage that balloon that's holding the air in there, and we've weakened it, you know, it is something that really is important to check, particularly as we head into the summer travel season and people are loading their vehicles up, you know, with their loved ones and luggage, or even, you know, the extra load of towing the boat or the jet skis, you know, it's very important to check those tires out.
And that's why I think it's so critical that websites like yours, you can go, and I'm kind of just staring out the window here at the radio station, and there's a Chevy pickup truck out here, and I'm envisioning that Chevy pickup truck pulling a 23-foot boat, and the tires that are on that truck, somebody might say, you know, I probably don't need these light truck tires anymore. Maybe there's something I can use as a substitute, but not when you're carrying that extra weight on the back bumper.
Oh no, absolutely. Yep. I mean, you know, that weight that is added to the vehicle, you know, very important that you have that capacity. I mean, that's why those truck tires have those capacities in them, is the carrying potential you know, of that truck. So very, very important to make sure that you do match up the right tires to the vehicle.
Yep.
And, you know, like you said, I mean, if you visit our website, it's interesting. People always say to us, well, why do I need to know my make, model, and year of my vehicle? You know, I've got the size of tire
yep.
I need. And we like to have that information because that information allows us to make sure that the tire, to begin with, the tires that we want to look at and you know, recommend for you, are technically correct for your vehicle
right.
and
yep.
fulfill all
yep.
those specifications.
Exactly. You just proved out my point that it's so easy sometimes to put something that's, like you said, round and black and holds up the car, but it's not the right tire for what you're going to be using that vehicle for. That is so important. And you brought that up with dedicated winter tires. I was one of the road test cars I was driving was an Audi A4 Quattro, which should have been a phenomenal car in the wintertime. Unfortunately, it still had the summer tires on it. I drove out in about half an inch of snow, and I came back home with it because it was a cold day. It was snowing. The mm-hmm. roads were a little bit, and it was just, it took a car which would have normally been otherwise a great car in the winter and just made it scary dangerous to drive.
Well, you know, yeah. John, it's a great point and something, again, to think about. When you think about those tires on your vehicle, think about them like the shoes on your feet. And, you know, like you said, that Audi had all-wheel drive. It had all this, you know, ABS, traction control, great systems in it to control the traction. But, you know, that Audi had on its athletic shoes,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the warm and dry conditions or warm and wet conditions. And, you know, when you wear your athletic shoes out into the snow, you don't have the best in personal control and thus safety, and you can't expect your vehicle to either. And you know, as everybody in Boston learned this year, you know, good to have that pair of boots to put on when it gets really bad out there. And it's the same thing as we talk about with winter tires. I mean, it's really like putting boots on your vehicle. And once you do that, my gosh, then, you know, that Audi or any other vehicle with all-wheel drive becomes actually a snowmobile.
Here's the only bad part about that whole statement you just made. I just realized where I stole that line about, you know, think of tires as shoes.
Uh-huh.
I think I stole it from you.
Well, that's fine. That's not one. That's one I'm happy to share because I'll tell you, it is just really the simplest way to explain the importance of tires to everyone.
No, it really is. And your website is very helpful for, you know, for the individual consumer, helpful if you're trying to decide what the right wheel is for your car, a design
yep.
wheel that you can kind of take samples and kind of see what it's going to look like on your car. And also the consumer views of tires are great too.
Yeah, no, you know, besides the testing that I mentioned earlier that we do, you know, whether it's winter testing in Sweden or as we're now here in the middle of April, we start our testing season at our test track that's right in the front yard here of our headquarters in South Bend. You know, that's an important set of information, as we say, at the birth of a tire, when a tire is brand new. But then over the life of the tire, we get consumer surveys back, and we have over 2.4 billion miles of data now. And it's really a wonderful way for people to go in, and you can really filter that data and look at it based on the vehicle that you drive and see what other consumers, you know, who are driving a similar vehicle on similar types of roads or a similar type of driver as you, and really see what their experience has been with different tires. And, you know, really a great resource just for people to be able to have some comfort because, I mean, it can be very daunting. You can go in and put in that make, model, and year of vehicle, and all of a sudden you're presented with 50, 60 different choices of tires, and really helps you to narrow it down to make sure you get the right tire.
It really does, and it's a really, for people that sometimes get intimidated by websites, it's a really easy website to navigate through, too.
Well, and we're very excited. Here by the end of this month, we're going to be introducing a refresh of our website.
Oh,
so
good.
It will be the same great functionality, but just a little easier to use and much more user-friendly even than it is now.
No, it's great stuff. And simple enough website address, right?
Yes, it is, TireRack.com.
Good stuff. Hey, Matt, thanks for taking some time out of your Saturday morning and joining us up here on the Car Doctor program again. We'll have to do it more than every 6 years.
Absolutely, and stay safe out there, everyone, and watch out for those potholes, man. They're out there hiding and ready to bite us.
They certainly are. Matt Edmonds, Vice President of Tire Rack, thanks for joining us, and talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Why don't we take a break? When we come back, maybe we'll do a little trivia, and also, again, we'll be giving away that backup camera. You have, this is the last week to enter. We'll tell you how to do that when we come back. We'll also review the all-new F-150 pickup truck. Be right back.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Giddy up, Borlines. Before I knew there would be a time. Giddy up, Borlines. When I would buy a brand new 409.
WROL Boston.
Looking for a unique dining experience that will delight the whole family at a great price? Look no further than Spetta's Brazilian Steakhouse. Spetta's Steakhouse is a Brazilian Rodizio-style restaurant that serves the freshest selection of hand-picked meats daily, hand-carved from a skewer right at your table. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet that also features a huge selection of hot dishes and salad bar items, all at one low price. Top it off with your choice of over 10 home-style desserts, and there's something for everyone in the family at Spetta's. Spetta's home-style recipes from Central Brazil have been in the family for over 75 years, and everything is made fresh daily. Open 7 days a week for dine-in, takeout, or catering. Come and enjoy our winter special. Monday through Friday, you can buy one Rodizio and get the second half off. Come visit our new location at 35 Independence Avenue in Quincy. Reservation suggested on weekends, so visit spettassteakhouse.com or call 617-934-1663 today. Good, healthy, homemade Brazilian cuisine for the whole family. Only at Spetta's Steakhouse in Quincy.
What a great time to treat yourself to a new vehicle. Spring is in the air. The 8 feet of snow we all just dealt with is melting daily. We at Michelin Mitsubishi want to put a smile on your face, get you some new wheels to lift your spirit so you can enjoy this spring. Zap, help the customers use their tax money or hard-earned savings on a great deal from Michelin Mitsubishi in Danvers.
Dad, the Mitsubishi Mirage is on sale starting at just $10,000 and leasing for only $39 a month. We're talking a brand new car here. $10,000, 44 miles per gallon, and a 10-year 100,000-mile warranty? That's insane!
You're right. And our Outlander Sport just won number one in its class from Consumer Reports out of any sport utility and also in safety.
The Outlander Sport starts at $15,700 and leases at $119 a month.
Folks, don't miss our March sales event. 0% interest, college grad programs, military rebates, brand new cars starting at $10,000. Bring your friends, bring your family. Shake my hand, Kevin Michaud, or ask my son, Zachary. I guarantee you'll be satisfied.
MichaudMitsubishi.com.
We are your feel-good dealer.
Hi, this is Gary Jafarian, CEO of Jafarian Volvo Toyota in Haverhill. Have a question about car buying or servicing? All you have to do is ask Gary. Email me a question at askgaryj@gmail.com.
You're listening to The Car Doctor.
By the way you popped your car sideways, I don't blame you that. See, you're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be done. Shed a bucket full of horses, children and some abuse. But if we're Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You say, what have I got to lose? Money,
and welcome back to the Car Doctor program on AM 950 WROL, the spirit of Boston. I promise it more information. How do you win a backup camera with a separate remote camera system? This thing's actually pretty good. It's a 5-inch monitor with a backup camera that sits where most backup cameras do, kind of over the license plate. And then there's a secondary camera that you can use if you're towing your trailer, your boat, whatever the case is. You put that on the back, so if you're backing that boat down the boat ramp, and you're like, well, a backup camera's nice, but even better would be able to see where I'm backing up to. It's built in right there. So all you have to do is send us an email at jpaul@aaasne.com, and you can be entered to win. We're going to have the drawing next week. We haven't had we've had people that really want it, and I think people are being very polite. They're also people that are trying to win have a real use for it, and that's what we want. We don't want just people to win. So it's a very helpful thing, and you have a good chance of winning is really what it comes down to. So I promised I'd talk about the new F-150 pickup truck. You may have heard about this. This is a one that uses an aluminum alloy. It is the one we're talking about is a 2015 F-150 4x4 Super Cab. It is powered by the 2.7-liter EcoBoost engine, which means it is a not the big V8 you would expect to see in a big truck. But does that mean it lacks power? Not at all. It actually produces lots of horsepower, and it's very responsive, and at least when it's empty, and I can only tell you about, well, it's empty. The EPA estimates the fuel economy at 18-city, 23-highway. I've been getting a good solid 22.7 miles per gallon since I reset the fuel economy meter, so it's sitting, it's exactly where it's supposed to be. It is, this one actually has a tow package, it has pretty much everything you would want in it. It is very quiet on the road, it soaks up the potholes really well, it is, it has... This is not the absolute top of the line, so it doesn't have the leather interior, but it's got cloth seating. It's got, you know, all the power options you would expect to see in a good truck. Plus, it has this gigantic center console. You could put a carry-on bag for that you would be, you know, going out of town with inside this thing. It is huge. And it has, like I said, a good, easy-to-use controls. Ford is really simplifying their controls in their cars, where it was complicated to, you know, tune the stereo and adjust the climate control. All nice and easy to use now. Also, no push buttons on the door handles. Easy grip. You can open up the door handles with winter gloves on with no problems at all. Lots of power points, 12-volt outlets, USB outlets all over the car. And, like I said, this is a shift-on-the-fly four-wheel drive system, so you can go from two-wheel drive to four-wheel high, just turn the knob at any speed, you're good to go. And safety is addressed with front and side impact airbags and the safety canopy, so a roof-mounted airbag that comes down should something really bad happen. And it has also factory remote start, which is kind of a nice option. It does not have a push-button key, it has a real key. So it a nice option there. And 3-year, 36,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 5-year, 60,000-mile powertrain warranty. So you're all set with that. The only couple little things that I found a little bit of a fault with, and this is a pre-production car, so it's a little bit not quite ready for prime time, I guess would be a good way to describe it. I thought the steering was a little too vague when it was completely on center. So when you're driving down the road, out on the highway, just a little bit of vagueness, which I'm not sure if that's an issue because it's a pre-production vehicle or it's just the design. Very light steering around town, so easy to park, easy to maneuver. It does have a backup camera, factory backup camera, which makes it easy to get into those parking spots. And again, the big part of it is, even though this is a big, full-size, five-passenger truck with a full-size bed on it, my mileage, 22.7 miles per gallon. Pretty good mileage for a vehicle that produces well over 300 horsepower out of the EcoBoost V6. Our phone number, 617-770-3030, 617-770-3030. Let's go to Robert on line two. Robert?
Morning, John. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. I have a concern about Goodyear tires. I'm considering buying a new pickup, and some of the models I'm looking at come with Goodyears.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at some blogs. There's like 300 complaints that I had seen on a Goodyear tire, specifically a 275-60-20 on a pickup. You know, sidewalls blowing out, belt and cord separation, even splitting at the bead. Now, have you heard anything about any major...
I haven't, but, you know, I always... Social media and blogs are great things, but sometimes...
Not true.
Yeah. And especially, that tire you mentioned, a 20-inch tire. Remember when 20-inch tires only used to go on tractor-trailer trucks?
Oh, yeah. Now they're on little cars.
Yeah, exactly. And when you put that, you know, big 20-inch tire, you know, is it suffering because of sidewall failure, because of potholes and curbs? I don't know. I would trust the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration website for recalls and see if there's been any kind of recall or investigation. The other thing, for instance, I got a call from a buddy of ours, Craig Fitzgerald, who writes for Best Ride, and it was because I re-tweeted or re-Facebooked a picture that was on WBZ Radio, or WBZ-TV about a 2003 Altima, the floor was rusting out. And they said, well, what's the deal with these vehicles? They're all rusted out. And I kind of said, well, yeah, but it's a 2003. It's 13 years. It's going on 13 years old. At what point do you kind of say a car can get old and is allowed to rust? And the same thing with tire, you know, and all of a sudden it's like, you know, people were posting things like, yeah, I owned a 2008 or 2007 Altima, and the exhaust system rusted out. It must be defective. They should recall those cars. Well, at what point do you just say things have the ability to get old on their own? So when I see things about 300 tire failures on a Goodyear tire, and when they sell a billion of them a year, I don't know if that's a lot.
Yeah, what concerned me is a couple of them had like 5,000 miles and 2,000 miles. These are almost new trucks.
Right.
$50,000 trucks. And what's worse, I guess they didn't, nobody would back it up. Dealer didn't want anything to do with it, and Goodyear said, sorry, you're on your own.
Yeah,
must have done something wrong.
Yeah, I mean, when you take a tire off a wheel, you can actually look at the tire on the inside if it's a bubble or a break. And you can tell if it's an impact brake, like it hit something. And you never know sometimes, you know, some of these vehicles, as they're coming off the delivery trucks, you know, stuff can happen. You never really know. So I guess what I would do is if I was looking at that size tire, I would, you know, just check around. But I think when it comes to tire quality, you know, I think Goodyear's is, you know, right up there is, you know, certainly up there in the as good as it gets sort of
it's
quality.
Never been so. Nice. First choice, you know, I'm more of Michelin, Goodrich, even Pirelli, but I always thought they were harder riding tire, kind of like a Bridgestone.
Well, and that was kind of the complaint with a lot of people with Michelin. It's like, I like Michelin because of the ride, I mean, the handling. I like Michelin because of the, I never have to put air in them because they seem like they hold air better than any other tire, but they ride a little bit harder, and on in some road conditions, they're not quite as sticky as other tires. So it really... You know, like Matt said earlier, you know, a lot of people think they're round and black and they hold a car up and that's as good as it is. I happen to have, you know, my car is a Korean car. I put Korean tires on it. Was it the best move? I'm not sure. Do they work okay? Yeah, they're all right.
They're less expensive.
They were less expensive. I had Bridgestones on there before. I think the Bridgestones in... a little bit of snow actually worked a little bit better. These in deeper snow actually seem to work better. So, you know, so everything's a little bit of a trade-off. But like I said, when it comes to, you know, Goodyear, you know, the major brands, Goodyear, BF Goodrich, I will admit, I think I'm a little bit afraid of Chinese tires.
Yeah, well, like I said, I've had some Falcon tires on two different vehicles, and they were very good. I've got a set of Nexen tires on a utility, and they're doing fine.
Yeah, no, we had the, director for Salen Tires, which is a tire company out of Canada, but they're actually a Chinese tire, and they actually rated really well, but then also I've heard about some counterfeit tires from China, too, so you got a little bit, I don't think you're ever going to see that. I think quality-wise, you're going to see a good quality tire with Michelin and BF Goodrich and Goodyear and so forth. So I'd kind of let it go like that.
Yeah. Okay, John.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
That.
Take care, Robert. Bye-bye. Let's talk to John and Peabody. Hey, John.
Good morning, John.
How are you?
Good. Last Sunday ago, they reviewed the Toyota Yaris. I thought it was strange. There's only 5.5 inches of ground clearance. Now, when you go over, like, speed bumps in some malls, 5.5 inches. That's a little.
You look at that, and you say 5.5 inches. But some sport utility vehicles, like a Ford Explorer, I think is probably only 8.1. So you're like, well, there's this big four wheel drive truck. There's a speed bump right in the middle of Providence, Rhode Island, right in front of the State House, where I don't know how big this thing is, but people have broken oil pans going over it. So.
Yeah,
so if I drove a Yaris and I saw a bump in the road, I would drive very slowly.
good as the answer as any.
But I don't. I think there's a lot of cars with low ground clearance. My wife's car, for instance, the front uh, the front bumper has a little air dam under it, and that's probably only about 3.5 or 4 inches off the ground. So you have to be careful with a lot of these cars.
Ooh, well, why do they make them so low? Why?
Well, some of it's appearance, and the lower they get to the ground, the better gas mileage they get. So with something like the Yaris, all they're trying to do is get gas mileage out of that car because it sometimes may not have a lot of other redeeming values. So they say, you know, we'll have an economical, and I shouldn't say that. It's an economical, inexpensive car that gets you from point A to B pretty easily. But why not do it with trying to get the most amount of fuel economy? Even some luxury cars today, when you're out on the highway, they actually will sink down another inch to get the car more aerodynamic. That's great until you hit something in the middle of the road.
I'll stick to my Toyota.
There you go.
Okay, thank you, John.
Okay, take care, John. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And our buddy Rick from Boston said, are there any studies done on the effects of legalizing marijuana in driving, the effects and concerns? Yes, there is, actually. Actually, AAA is doing one. We internally refer to it as the cannabis study. But it's looking at all of those effects of, and they're looking at states where marijuana is legal, like Colorado and wherever else it is, and some of those effects and what happens, and it's being looked at the state house level as well. So yes, there are studies being done. I don't know what they are yet. I would think if you drive high, you're going to run into stuff. That's all I know. Or stop at a lot of drive-throughs, one or the other. Why don't we take another quick break? I saw Paul Sullivan just wandering into the studio here with a very fashionable hat. We'll be right back.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
WROL Boston.
Back in 1955, a new car would run you about $1,900, and a gallon of gas was a whopping 23 cents. 1955 was also the year when Bob Sullivan started his family business that became New England's tire and automotive headquarters, Sullivan Tire. And during Sullivan Tire's 60th anniversary, we're saying thank you, New England, with tremendous deals all year long. Now through March 29th, buy three, get one absolutely free on all Goodyear tires and our own Sullivan Tire value line of tires. At Sullivan Tire, you'll find a huge selection of quality brand name tires at great prices to fit any size vehicle. This winter has brought us record snowfall and an incredible number of potholes. Keep us in mind for expert wheel alignment and ask about our tire protection plan with tires purchased. See SullivanTire.com for money-saving coupons on wheel alignment and other automotive services. We want to thank you, New England, for 60 great years. Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. Peace of mind driving. You deserve it. We provide it.
Spring has sprung. I said, spring has sprung. Spring has sprung. There, that's better.
Get kids.
It's time for some good old-fashioned spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning, get ready for love.
WEZE 590 The Word and 950 WROL The Spirit of Boston have once again teamed up with Savers Thrift Stores to make a difference. Bring your unwanted clothing, linens, and jewelry to any Savers Thrift location. Drop it off in the special WEZE and WROL bins, and Savers Thrift will write out a check for one of our partnering charities. Just be sure that when you drop off your unwanted goods, that you put them in the special bins marked WEZ and WROL. Log on to WEZERadio.com or WROLradio.com for the Savers Thrift Store near you and let the spring cleaning begin.
Yeah, that's the real cleaner.
Are you looking for the best deal on tires? You can trust Danvers Auto Engineering to deliver. From brand names at the best price to tire services to back up your new tire purchase. At Danvers Auto Engineering, we take great care to deliver complete customer satisfaction. Ready to shop for tires? Check out our online tire catalog and get instant pricing on our website. Go to DanversAuto.com. That's DanversAuto.com. You can trust Danvers Auto Engineering to deliver.
Hello, this is Gary Jafarian, CEO of Jafarian Volvo Toyota in Haverhill, Mass., and you are listening to The Car Doctor. Tune in at 9 a.m., the last Saturday of every month, to listen to me and John Paul.
You're listening to The Car Doctor.
One, two, three, four.
On the road again.
just can't wait to get on the road again. Why, my love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Well, this hour has come and gone pretty quickly, and I promised I would do trivia. I'll have to save it for next week, and we'll do that. Also, speaking of things coming up in the next couple weeks, I think it is on the 18th of the month, we're going to be actually live from Jafari and Toyota Volvo. I think it's the 18th. So that'll be fun to do. And next week, I believe, on April 4th, we're going to be talking to Lauren Fix, the car coach. And then after that, on the 11th, we're going to be talking to Mark Trossel. He's the head of SRT and Mopar Performance about a contest that was designed for car design. And then we're going to be doing on the 18th, it's going to be the remote at Jafarian. And then I believe on the 25th of April, we're going to be talking to somebody from a new automotive website. So we got a lot of stuff going on over the next month. And, of course, we always want to talk to you at when you give us a call or send us emails or do whatever you want to do, and we'd be happy to do that. Today's program was with the Automotive Touch-Up and Tire Rack. I didn't do a very good job of scheduling, and I scheduled them both at the same time. So, oops. I hate it when work gets in the way of work. But there's Paul Sullivan, a guy who knows how to schedule things. It never books two people on the same day because he plays music.
Yep.
And he does, and that makes it. And how do you, you do such a good job. Every time I go someplace and I talk about you, they're like, he picks such a great selection of music.
I don't know. You know what? All right, I do know.
Okay.
I just made it up, actually. No. I play what I like, and that translates well into what other people like. I learned that when I used to play little 45s, 33s, and 78s for my grandmother. She'd go play some music in there. You know, it was before remote. Yep. I was the remote control.
There you go.
She said, go play me some music. Pick out some good ones. And
and you did. Apparently. And you do the same thing now.
It worked well with her. Yeah. And it's just nothing that I, you know, plan or think about a lot. Just what I want to hear. Hey, that's a good song to play. And apparently it translates pretty well with most people. I do get some constructive criticism, though, now and again.
Do you get?
So I learn from that. Going back to the day, I tell this story all the time, and it's absolutely true.
What day was that? I thought it was Wednesday.
April 10th, 1982.
Yeah.
You know how I know that? There's a story. Anyway, when I started on the Irish show, I knew two and a half songs. Right, two and a half songs. And then I read the back of the record jackets, the liner notes. Mm-hmm. You can learn a lot through
that. Yeah, you can.
And, you know, just with feedback and doing it again and again and again for 33 year.
Yeah, a long time.
How about that? Now, ask me how I know the exact date.
How do you know the exact date?
Because I started on the Irish Hit Parade 1 week before I got married. Exactly. One Saturday before I got married.
Did that interfere with the honeymoon, did it?
Well, it's funny. How much time do we have? Oh, it's my show. I can take it.
You can take all the time you want.
Back in the day, John Lashford was doing the show, and it was a long show. To do a radio show takes a lot of mental energy.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to expand the show. They needed somebody to do it. I happen to have the name Paul Sullivan, and I worked at the station.
Yeah.
So I said, get on the air. I said, okay. All right. So we started on April 10th, and I guess I did an all right job because they asked me to come back, and I said, I can't. I'm getting married next week. So Bill Porter then turned to Kenny Carberry.
Mm-hmm.
Who was also a little bit younger than me, but he could go on the radio too.
So did he say something like, "I like this kid, but he's got no dedication"?
No. Okay. Listen. Don't jump ahead. Control yourself.
I was
so anyway. So he says to Kenny, "I want you to do the show next week." And Kenny goes, "I can't. I'm getting married." Kenny got married the night before I did.
Ah.
So that same weekend, he ran out of hosts because everyone decided to get married. And then the next week, we were both on our honeymoons. So. It's fun. It's a good story.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
It's a great story, yeah.
So, that's true. I didn't make that up. I do make things up, but not that one.
I like to say sometimes I have mostly true stories.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, there's always a germ of truth in every story I tell.
Yeah, and sometimes high interest can trump the truth. Or listenability.
Don't let the facts
get in the way of a good story.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, actually, I have an anniversary coming up with the station here in about a month.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Joanne.
No.
All right.
Hey, we got to go.
What anniversary is it?
I think it's going to be 9 years here at Salem Radio.
And you were across the street, right?
I was across the street for like 10 years before that. So yeah. I'll have to stop and figure out how many shows that really is. How many hours of radio?
You could do that before you get home.
I could. Hey, we got to go. Paul Sullivan and the Irish Hit Parade, the very best in Irish music, is coming up next. Until next week, make sure you wear your seatbelt, drive safely, and be good to your car. Talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.